The scripture reading is 1 John chapter 3, verses 18 through 22. I'll read. Little children, let us not love with word or with tongue, but in deed and truth. We will know by this that we are of the truth, and will assure our heart before Him in whatever our heart condemns us. For God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God. And whatever we ask, we receive from Him, because we keep His commandments and do the things that are pleasing in His sight. Amen.
Improvement can be made infinitely. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 10,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, local sanctuary members, those who are attending our service on the internet worldwide, children of Sunday school and GCN viewing audiences. This is the 33rd session of lecture in 1 John. In the last session, I talked about love to provide charitable work for the brothers in need with 1 John 3:17. It says, but whoever has the world's goods and sees his brother in need and closes his heart against him, how does the love of God abide in him? I explained, he who helps his brothers within the boundary of truth is the one who has the love of God. The following verse 18 is in the same context with the previous verses. It tells us to show our love in actual deeds. It says, little children, let us not love with word or with tongue, but in deed and truth. Even good words like those of angels are worthless if they do not contain love in them. Comforting brethren in need with very good words is useless for him. There must be actual deeds of helping him. Words that do not contain truthful heart and words of consolation or blessings that are said for the sake of formality are useless. How would a mother comfort a crying baby? No mother would try to make the baby stop crying, only with words such as, oh baby, don't cry, I know you're hungry and tired. Somebody will nurse you soon. God loves you, and definitely He will make you full soon. Should cradle him and nurse him. It is the same with loving our brethren. Those who have true love will not just have words, but also the deeds that follow. If you really have deeds, just like the early church, not just with words, but our church will be so abundant and the number of those who are saved will be added every day. I know briefly, you know, who is helping others. I know some dozens of people who are helping others. It should be hundreds, not just dozens, not just some scores. It should be. And they always help others. They spare, they unsparingly help others. And so because they are helping others, do they become poor? No. God is giving them more and more blessings and their tithes are increasing more and more. So they are the ones who have the highest, the biggest amount of tithes in the church. So God gives them back according to what you sow. It's only because you don't have such a faith, God doesn't give you. If you have been sowing since long time ago, then you will receive such great blessings from God. But you do not have that much faith. So you just look at the reality of the things. The charitable work from out of love is not looking at the reality. Of course, the deeds of love here do not only refer to financial help. When we help them, it is more important to spread the love of God so that their souls might prosper and their faith might grow up to receive blessings of their own. But when somebody is in need, we cannot neglect financial help or physical service to help him in that situation. I am also helping others so much, so I can't even calculate exact amount. You know, I am helping about 1,000 households in the church, and that is one thing. But also, personally, I am helping so many other people, so I can't really calculate all the amounts, how much I'm really helping others. Oh, there is a person who can help me with this, so I'm giving this job to one person so she can handle this amount. Once she makes the calculations, I'll come to have a figure. But I'm helping much more than 1,000 households, and there are many families that I'm helping continually for more than a couple of years. In such cases, it's because they are not in a situation to receive personally financial blessings from God, even though they are faithful to God. So that's why I'm helping them. Also, Romans 12:15 says, Rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with those who weep. As written, we have to suffer together with, take care of, and visit those who are suffering. All these acts are deeds of love. I meet with so many members every week. It is not easy just to shake hands with them for many hours. But you come to me with so many kinds of stories. You ask me to pray for your problem of salvation of your family, strife in family, bankruptcy of your company, and losing your job, and so many other problems. Beginning with minor ailments, many sick people with incurable diseases come to receive my prayer at the threshold of death. Some people have committed grave sins before God and cannot receive the spirit of repentance. So in suffering, they ask me to intercede for them. When you come to me with those many problems, I cannot just hear and forget about it. Because you come with the faith that your problem will be solved just by shaking my hands, I touch your hands with the attitude of praying for you. I pray for you with all my best at each moment, and I try my best to actually help the needy. After I pray for you earnestly and help you with all my best, I cannot be at comfort saying I have done all I can. Of course, in some cases with senior citizens, senior members, many of them have problems with teeth. And they suffer for a long time and they can't afford the treatment, dental treatment. And some people, they have pains for many years, but they can't afford the treatment. So I ask them about it, how much the price, and I help them. So just to help the dental work, I am helping quite a few of them. And after I came back from the mountain prayer, many of them are saying, oh, I don't have pain anymore, and how much did it cost, I would ask, and I was thinking maybe it was not enough, and I wanted to give them more. Just with the dental work. So even the children, they are thankful. You know, my mother was having a problem, and she's free of all toothache. And even in these cases, because I know the pain of the sick people, because I have been in my sick bed for 7 years. You know, if you can't chew properly, I have to harbor your problems in my heart until your problems are actually resolved. You know, to stop harboring those problems, I have to help them. Otherwise, I have to harbor them in my heart and pray for them. So to stop harboring them in my heart, I have to help them actually, so that their problems are actually solved. I pray that you will receive a solution or an answer of God as if it were my own problem. Just because I'm saying this, you shouldn't ask me to help you. The ones I am helping, they are the ones who love God, who pray, and who practice the Word of God, who try to practice the Word of God, who are faithful to God. Once I come to know their problems, I help them. Because they are loving God, they are living by the Word of God, and for some reasons, they are in some kind of a problem, and I help them. Because I have tried to help the needy with a truthful heart, I had to ask for God's power. I pray to God so earnestly to enable me to manifest greater power, because I cannot help you all with just my own strength. Through these works of God's power to bring down the answer of God, you are able to realize the love of the Father and the Lord, and you came to love God. Now you realize the love of the shepherd. Before, of course, you knew it. You said you knew it, but you couldn't really realize it in your heart. But now you realize it in your heart, and now you obey from your heart. Brothers and sisters, the following verse 19 says, "We will know by this that we are of the truth, and we will assure our heart before Him." So where do we belong? We are of the truth. And we'll assure our heart before Him. So we become confident before the Lord. As in 1 John chapter 3. If you are confident before God, if your heart does not condemn us, we can ask anything before God, and we'll receive anything. God will give us anything we ask. And those who receive anything they ask, they are confident before God. Their heart does not condemn them. They are in the Spirit, and they are going into Spirit. The evidence that proves we are of the truth is that we love in truth and in deeds. Then we can also be sure that we are of the truth, and thus we can be confident before God. We can pray confidently, and we can gain the strength in our life as a Christian to become more of a perfect child of God. The more truly we practice truthful love, the more we can make our heart truthful. For example, if we help others in accordance with the Word of God, our hearts will be filled with the Holy Spirit and joy. Seeing the ones who received help become happy, and further, if they appreciate us, we'll be even more joyful. We would resolve once again to find those who are in need around us and help others more. In this way, we would actually help them more too. So those who really help others with true love, they have such great happiness just by helping others. They will be so happy after helping others. They'll be so thankful. Those who help others, they will be unhappy if they can't help others. When they help, they are happy. Because love is to serve others. Love is not to seek one's own, but the benefit of others. So you serve, because you serve others. Even though you are not so rich either, when you help others, their problems are solved and you become happy. You become happy for them. You can really do a truthful, charitable work only when you have such true love. You can continually help others, not just once or twice. As we keep on doing this, our love will become deeper and deeper. We will have the generosity to look around us, and we will receive the guidance of the Holy Spirit more clearly. After all, the more we practice love, the firmer we are making our hearts with the truth. So love is to give. So if you give, more love will come out. The more you give, the more love will come out. Just like the spring of water. If you draw more water, the more water will come out. If you do not draw water, it'll just be there and it'll begin to decay. The water will go bad. So is the love. You have to give more and more love, so more love will come out, and you make others happier. The following verse verse 20 says, "For if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things." This verse is about those believers who abide by the word of God. If people live in sins and without any relationship with the truth, they always have something they have done to bring accusation and condemnation against them, so John didn't have to say if our heart condemns us for them. Of course, if they are stained by sin to an extreme extent, they might not have any pangs of conscience, but this verse is not addressing those people. Those children of God who try to live by His word and in the truth might sometimes find something in them to condemn themselves. When they reflect upon themselves with the word of God, they can realize their shortcomings and they have their consciences pricked. In the view of the Almighty God, how many shortcomings do they have? God the Creator is such a great being. He knows all the hearts, thoughts, and deeds of all people as if He were looking into the palm of His own hand. Psalm 139 verses 1 to 4 says, "O Lord, You have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You understand my thought from afar. You scrutinize my path and my lying down and are intimately acquainted with all my ways. Even before there is a word on my tongue, behold, O Lord, You know it all." And suppose you read this verse, you heard this verse, or you memorize this verse. And if you keep it in mind, you'll be careful about even one word that you say. You won't just speak as they come out, as the words come out. Or after saying it, "Oh, I made a mistake." You will remember that God is listening to all your words. He's watching all your deeds. So you'll be careful, even about one word you speak that comes out of your mouth. As written, we cannot hide anything in the sight of God. God knows even the heart of untruth that we cannot realize ourselves. For this reason, He sometimes allows for trials to take place to let us cast off such untruths. It was the case with Job, the main figure of the book of Job. Job was a righteous man, living by the word of God, but he could not realize the evil that was placed deep in his heart. Because he was living a good life. He was helping the needy. He helped the orphans and widows. He feared God, revered God, and he always kept the word of God. So he couldn't realize the evil that was placed deep inside his heart. Then to let him find such evil deep inside his heart, what would God have to do? He had to let him go through trials so that he could realize such evil. Those who are hired, those who have gone into more than 80th percentile of the first level of faith, God says they're in whole spirit. Of course, they are not in whole spirit yet. But the other 20 percentile, God will take the responsibility for them and He will lead them into whole spirit. So God just recognizes them as whole spirit. So in the trials, they will realize that they couldn't realize by themselves in the trials. So God will refine them, purify them completely, and God will make them the vessels that God can use. Every person is different. Every person is a different kind of vessel. Abraham's vessel, Elijah's vessel, Paul, Peter, everybody had a different kind of vessel. So according to each one's characters and personality, God refines them and God uses them for different purposes. So the remaining 20 percentiles, God takes the responsibility for them. Of course, even before that, God refines them, but it was a little different. than the remainders, the 20 percentiles. God, so that God will give them His power and everything. So, God allowed for the accusations of Satan to take place against him, so that Job could realize the deep evil and cast it off. When Satan brings accusations against something, even though there is no sin, God sometimes allows for it to happen, because Job could become a greater vessel. It was to actually give him blessings, even though he didn't commit any sins. It was to make him even more perfect, even greater vessel, and to give him more blessings. God knows the deepest part of our heart that we ourselves do not know. And before God, we cannot hide any form of untruth that we are aware of. Many believers, sometimes I give them advice, looking up 2 or 3 years ahead. You know, when I give them such advice, they don't realize it at first. Oh, maybe he doesn't know me. Why does he say that? You know, maybe he doesn't know my life. So, but because I am giving the advice, they can't deny it. And they just accept it with amen. But they wonder what it actually means. But later, after a couple of years, maybe for some people 3 years later, they realize it. Because it is my advice, they keep it in mind. And after a couple of years, they realize what it actually means. Oh, when he said that, he meant this. So I give advice, looking ahead 2-3 years, looking 2-3 years ahead. For sometimes I give them direct advice. Sometimes what is deep, it takes some time. The problem is, when I say it, they have to accept it with amen at first. Those who accept it with amen and try to realize something, it is faster for them. But if they think, oh, maybe senior pastor doesn't really understand me, I'm not really like that. If they think that way, it is more difficult for them to realize themselves. It takes more time. But if I give advice, I point it out because it is there in their heart. Even though I give them advice, they don't really understand it. They don't really realize it. So they might doubt it at first. They can't really accept it joyfully. But after some time, they come to realize. For example, suppose two believers are diligently attending all kinds of worship services, prayers, and other church meetings. So people think they are faithful. But even though they appear to be doing the same thing, each of them has a different heart. One might still have lingering attachment towards the world, while the other is only marching towards heaven, looking up to the Lord alone. They themselves know their own heart, even though others cannot see it. But sometimes they can't really understand what is deep inside their heart. Also, suppose two company employees are working hard. One may be working hard only for the glory of God, while the other is working hard to fulfill his greed for fame and money. The two people pursued peace with somebody who accuses them without a proper cause. One of them might have had peace with that person without having any hard feelings, while the other had resentment, although he didn't reveal it outwardly. Others may not see your heart, but you can discern your heart yourself. Moreover, God is watching everything so clearly. Whenever you find something imperfect in you, I hope you will keep it in mind and change it quickly. In doing so, I pray in the name of the Lord that you will be blameless even before God. In case of Levites and pastors, I tell them from the altar or in some meetings. Sometimes I can't really direct advice, so sometimes I give indirect advice. But those who can really obey, they keep it in mind and they improve themselves. But they just consider my words lightly and they just forget and they just still stay in the same place. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, now let's go get to 1 John chapter 3, verses 21 to 22. I've put an emphasis on these verses many times. They are the verses that clearly tell us the secret to receiving answers and blessings. Brothers and sisters, sometimes they ask me, Senior Pastor, if you give me advice, I will obey you and I receive blessings. Give me a word of blessing. And also, is this the way to receive blessings? But I cannot say any word, cannot say anything to them, because it's useless. I know it's useless. With the measure of faith they have, they can't really obey the advice I'm giving them. So even though I'm giving them advice, they can't really understand it, even. So they can't obey. So I can just smile, and because they can't accept it. And words of blessings, I've preached so many words of blessings from the altar, on the pulpit, and they already forget about all those things, and they are asking me again, what is the word of blessing you are giving to me? Please give me a word of blessing so I can obey and receive blessings. So they have already forgotten all those words, so I can't really give them any more advice. It says, Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God. And whatever we ask, we receive from Him, because we keep His commandments. And do the things that are pleasing in His sight. There are many words of blessings in the Bible. When God is giving us the word of blessing, it says, Beloved. Beloved. Because they are living by the word of God. So God says, Beloved. So the Bible says, Beloved. Not many times, it doesn't say many beloved many times. It just says children, little children. But when God says beloved, it is a word of blessing. So if you practice the word of God, you will receive the answer to anything. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God. Yes, we can be confident before God if we are living in the light by the word of God. We will not have any fear. Job was afraid. So what he was afraid of finally was realized in him, came upon him. But whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep His commandments, God's commandments, and do the things that are pleasing in His sight. So we keep His commandments and we do what is pleasing in His sight. Some people, they live by the word of God, but they don't preach. Suppose there are two people. They live by the word of God in the same extent, to the same extent. But one preaches the word of God and he brings many newcomers, new souls to the church. But the other doesn't. Then who will be pleasing in God's sight? The one who is preaching diligently will be pleasing in God's sight. So, all the actions are different. All the deeds are different. Each one's deeds are different. So in case of Pastor Kyung-hee, she was delivering the message. I knew her since long time ago. I knew her since she was in college. You know, many college students, they want me to know you. But even though you don't try to let me know you, I can just automatically remember you. It was not easy. She was not in an easy situation. She was even in the subways. She was distributing the Manmin newsletters while attending college. Actually, you're not supposed to do that. But because she loves God so much, because she loves the church, she was distributing and delivering the church newsletters as best as she could. And when I was hearing all those news, all that news, I was so happy, and automatically I remembered her. And she was not like after 1 or 2 months if she would stop, God wouldn't let me remember. You know, I was watching her continually, and those who actually, those who continue to do those things, because out of love, out of true heart, and the Holy Spirit lets me remember such people. So I remember her name right away. Sometimes I remember their names first, or the face first, and then the name. But some people, they come to me, say, I love you, senior pastor, I love you, please remember him. But I can't remember them. Even elders, even pastors, even workers. I just know their faces, but I can't remember their names. And they have fleshly faith. So we keep His commandments and do the things that are pleasing in His sight. Since He says, Beloved, you can expect the word of blessing to follow. If your heart does not condemn you, and if you have confidence before God, you can be called beloved. Even those who are trying to live in the truth are not really perfect before God. But if they keep on trying and finally become sanctified, they will have nothing to condemn themselves of. Of course, even after going into spirit, you still need to go into Holy Spirit, and even after going into Holy Spirit, you have to keep marching into the spiritual realm. So, a couple of people in our church, they are in the Holy Spirit, and some of them are trying to marching to fill up 100 percentiles of the fifth level of faith too. And it's not easy to fill up the last 20 percentiles of the fourth level, but they have already filled them up, and they are growing up so quickly. So I'm watching them, because they are going in so fast. And all their deeds are different from other people. And when I see such people, whether I'm around or not, I don't even talk to them on the phone or anything. They just spend so many tears thinking of me, worrying about me, having concerns about me, and they are even more faithful to the kingdom of God, because I hope they should take a little bit of rest, but they don't even take a rest. They prepare for the messages and do this and do that. You know, some, even when they have to take a rest, you know, they don't to lead the congregation. And I don't talk to them directly, so I ask the people around them if they don't get so tired. If you lose so much strength, maybe you might even be coughing. You know, I have my concerns for them. That, nobody asks them to do such things. Out of their own volition, for God's kingdom and for the church, for the shepherd, they are faithful with all their life. And these people, they are going into deeper and deeper level of Holy Spirit too. So actually it is very difficult. It's not easy. It is very difficult to fill up the completeness, perfectness in the Holy Spirit. There are only a couple of people in the Bible too. And when I see these people, I'm so happy, overwhelmed. And they will accomplish the world mission so quickly, so greatly. And these people are growing up. They are from in the Holy Spirit. They are filling up the 100 percentiles in the Holy Spirit. And by the time, by the leadership conference, we will come to know who they are. But only if you go into spirit, then you do not practice any lawlessness or unrighteousness, but only the things that please God. So you will always be filled with the Spirit and be confident before God. Such a person can ask God anything if he needs anything, and he receives whatever he asks. Let me give you an allegory. If a father is very rich, he has the ability to buy the things that his children need. If his son is upright and obedient to the father and favored by his father, he can ask his father for anything whenever he needs it. But a son who is always making troubles for his father cannot be confident as to whether or not his father will give him what he wants. As for the father, he can easily answer a son who is obedient all the time. He can not only love this son but also trust him, so he can give him more than what he wants. But he cannot easily answer a son who is disobedient and who is a troublemaker. For example, if the son is asking for some allowance, the father is worried that he might spend it for bad purposes, so he will ask questions in detail. Even if the son gives reasonable answers about why he needs the money and what he is going to spend it for, the father cannot really trust his son. It is the same in spirit. God created heavens and the earth and all things in them with his word, and he governs the life, death, and the history of all mankind. This greater God, the Almighty God, is our Father who is full of love. If he wants to answer us, there would be nothing impossible for us. But not everybody who calls him Father can all receive the same answers. If you befriend the world and live in sins, it is not easy for you to ask God when you have a desire of your heart. When you are in a desperate situation, you might pray as if you were clutching at straws. But eventually, you rely on the world because you have no confidence in receiving the answer. And when the outcome is not good, some foolish believers blame God for not listening to their prayers. I couldn't finish, and I'll continue in the next session, next time. Dear brothers and sisters, these messages, I always ask you to just keep it in your heart and just memorize it in your heart. It's such a word of blessing. And whenever you have a hardship, you stick to this verse and pray so that you can have the answer. You'll have the you'll understand whether you are not able to receive the answer, even though you have confidence before God. And if you are not confident, you have to break down the wall of sin first so you can receive the answer of God. So these verses, they have to be moving, living and moving in your heart. As in Romans chapter 8, there are so many other verses. Suppose mindset on the flesh is hostile towards God and it cannot please God. And you cannot receive the answer if your mindset is fleshly. It is hostile toward God, and how can you receive the answer from God? So fleshly thoughts, fleshly things. But many people, they are living in fleshly thoughts. And it means they are hostile towards God. And yet they don't even realize that fact. They don't even know what fleshly thoughts are, what the works of the flesh are, and they don't even know that they can't go into the rock of faith as long as they have such works of flesh. But I'm teaching you all these things and then giving you allegories and examples, what fleshly thoughts are, what fleshly mindsets are. And even then, they don't obey, and even for a long time, they can't stand on the rock of faith and they can't go into spirit. Let us pray together thinking about the message. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you for your love and grace. Let this message become faith and life. Father, let this message become their life and power. Let them be able to be called by God, my beloved son, my beloved daughter. Let them come into spirit quickly. Let their families come into spirit quickly. And also into Holy Spirit, and let them march towards New Jerusalem diligently. Bless them spiritually and physically so that they can give glory to God. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I pray for the sick. Lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities. and receive the prayer for your heart's desires. Hallelujah, Father God. From head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues, burn them in the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be healthy spiritually and physically. Light come. Father, Pastor Sanghee Kim of India will have a seminar in Nagaland State. Help him prepare with prosperity. Enomoto Chunko of Japan, let her recover functions of large intestine. Onore Muyoyo of DR Congo, diabetes, high blood pressure, go away. Mukoba Tumba, headache, blindness, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Father, Joe Mamin Church, let the sanctuary be protected safely, drive away enemy devil and Satan and pot of darkness. Utenko, heart disease, be burnt. Changso, Parkinson's disease. Huson, inflammation in the nose. Chun Yu Wen, let him recover. Eyesight. Zhong Go Wan. Yu Hui Jun, let her mother, heart disease and diabetes go away. Strabismus go away. Ryo Joy Ting, deafness, high blood pressure, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit, be cleansed. Wu Joy Sha, gastritis, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Liu Xiao Qin, depression, go away, light come. Chu Yi Si Jie, asthma, go away. Wang Xiu Jin, high blood pressure, blood clot, go away. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Zhu Zhang Shi, setting free from the addiction to the internet. Liu Yi Zhen, paralysis on the left face. Chen Zhang, setting free from game addiction. Guan Li Ai, receive the blessing of conception. Li Guan Lui, let him give birth to a son. Mu Guan Lin, let him get into a middle school that he wants. Yu Kuan Lai, let her get into the college she wants. Father God, thank you. From head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be cleansed. Light come. Be healthy spiritually and physically. Let the eyes see well. Let the ears heal well. All the stomach, heart, lungs, and kidney, and all organs be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Skin diseases go away. Be cleansed. All diseases, viruses, germs go away. High and low blood pressure, diabetes, cancers, all stage cancers go away. Lung diseases, asthma go away. Father, give them spiritual and physical health. Protect them throughout this week. Give them peace. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.